It's Tuesday, the 30th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Wildfires that burnt large areas of the Etosha National Park and surrounding regions have been contained, the government has confirmed, but Sheriff Sean Odia from the Marshall Rangers does not agree.
The minister said yes, it is partly contained. This means that they have managed to surround some of the areas that are still burning and that they are busy with aftercare, but this does not mean that the fires have ended. The fires are still burning, there are still areas affected, there are still hot coals that can easily flare up again if the winds pick up, and of course the fires that have breached the Etosha National Park and moved into the nearby settlements, which are still causing havoc and devastation and loss of lives. So the fire itself is far from over.
The fire, which broke out on 22 September, destroyed nearly a third of the park despite days of firefighting efforts involving volunteers, soldiers and helicopters. Oshana Governor Hofni Ipinge also weighed in on the impact of the fires.
As you speak, people are just there checking in case of any fire broke up, or then they will go and make sure they take an action quickly, and they are already on site. Control is down. It's windy. You'd not expect it to stop immediately. The human resources are still there controlling of any emergency so that they will make sure that they act. The fire is down. My region sent manpower to go and assist the colleagues in Omsati, because we heard that the Omsati, especially the Okahao and Otamanzi Park, completely destroyed, but for Shana it's really completely down.
In other news, the local economy grew by 1.6% year-on-year in the second quarter of 2025, down from 3.3% in the same period last year. It's the weakest performance since 2018, with most sectors underperforming despite mining and construction holding steady. FNB Namibia economist Helen Amboti.
We continue to project growth of around 3% for 2025, as agriculture is expected to continue rebounding as herds recover and crop output continues to improve, boosting the primary sector and in turn meat processing in the secondary sector. Tourism should also benefit from a strong peak season in the third quarter, while resilient investment and government spending should also continue to provide further support, with average growth for the first half of 2025 at about 2.5%. Last quarter, we had already warned that downside risks were building, and these partially materialized in this quarter. If downside surprises, then growth could slip below our forecast of 3% average for 2025, and in this case, we might have to revise our outlook.
Former South African President Thabo Mbeki has welcomed KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi's courage in exposing corruption within the criminal justice system. Speaking in Durban, Mbeki told SABC News the ANC has been infiltrated by individuals seeking power for personal gain, and the commission offers a chance to expose the rot.
I'm very, very glad that Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi had the courage to speak out. Who are these criminals? And therefore, the practical actual steps, what is to be taken, will be based on concretely what is happening in the country. I'm very, very, very glad indeed. They must speak out publicly, because I think the country needs it.
And U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance believes a federal government shutdown will happen as an impasse remains on how to keep funding flowing.
We know that American healthcare policy is broken. We've been trying to fix it for the 8 months that we've been in office. But every single thing that they accuse about being broken about American healthcare is policy the Democrats have supported for the past decade. So if they want to talk about how to fix American healthcare policy, let's do it. But let's do it in the context of an open government that's providing essential services to the American people.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.